is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, it's Monday. Glad to have you here for the conversation. Glad you had the dedication to be in class this Monday. It's important. You need to be here. You need to learn. You need to figure out what's going on. In the news, well, we take what's out there. We sort it out. We break it down, and we talk to you about it. The Obamacare repeal package, some Republicans pushing for it to be voted on by the 4th of July. We'll see if that happens. A correction in the stock market predicted by several now. More CNN retractions over the weekend of outright fake news stories. The endless search for some connection between the Trump administration or campaign and Russia continues today unabated, even though there's nothing there anymore today than there was Friday or the month before that. But, hey, they need something to do and something to talk about on CNN. I mean, they've got to have some story to retract. They have to start somewhere. Start by reporting garbage, and then you can retract it later, you see. You understand. But here's something. If you've listened to this program for any period of time at all, you've heard me talk about energy and its importance to the United States, its importance going forward because of all these distractions that are out there, all these distractions with Russian collusion and investigations and noise from the left and frankly, nonsense so far. It's gone on for months, and Robert Mueller, who knows what. People seem to lose touch with what's actually being done by this administration. And it's important to stay in touch with what's happening, as I talked about earlier, because the Trump administration has had many significant victories, for lack of another word, a lot of significant victories in getting things done that you lose sight and you don't get told the truth about what's happening. Well, Donald Trump is calling for the United States to dominate the world in energy production, which I think is... Well, it's nothing short of brilliant. We should dominate the world in energy production because we have more to offer the world than anybody else. America has been blessed from day one with a tremendous amount of natural resources, be it farmland or timber or oil and gas, whatever it may be, fresh water, for example. In Michigan, lots of fresh water, a little too much in a few counties this morning, but overall, that's a good news story. But Bloomberg took a chance to evaluate this whole push towards energy dominance, and it says a lot. Donald Trump touting the surge in U.S. exports of oil and natural gas during a week that is highlighting the nation's growth in energy. The president also planned to emphasize that after decades of relying on foreign energy supplies, those of you that remember sitting in line for gasoline during the 1973 oil embargo, the United States now on the brink, very soon we will become a net exporter. Think about that. Of oil, gas, coal, and a whole lot more. Energy Week for Trump is returning to familiar territory, to the coal, oil, and gas industries on which he's already lavished attention. Trump's first major policy speech on the campaign trail, delivered in the oil drilling hotbed of North Dakota in 2016, focused on his plans for unleashing domestic energy production, and that's what he's following through on. Another campaign promise kept. The Democrats, trust me, they're sick of winning. Donald Trump winning, that is. The issue has been a major focus during Trump's first 5 months in office, as he set in motion the reversal of an array of Obama-era policies that discouraged the production and consumption of fossil fuels and other fuels. Trump was set to deliver a speech at the Energy Department on Thursday, focused almost entirely on energy exports, describing how the foreign sale of natural gas, oil, and coal from the United States to other countries, help strengthen the country's influence globally, strengthen international alliances, help stabilize global energy markets. Rick Perry, the guy who said the Energy Department should go away, now the Secretary of Energy, will be touching on similar issues and themes when he speaks tomorrow with analysts and executives of the U.S. Energy Information Administration. We are no longer in the age of energy scarcity. We are in the age of energy abundance. Positions the United States in a totally different place. So says David Banks, a special assistant to the president for international energy. This gives access to affordable, reliable energy in the United States, gives the U.S. a major competitive advantage. And it's the only way, my friends, that we'll ever get a chance, I believe, to address the $20 trillion in debt. We have to become a net exporter. We have to return wealth to America. Instead of exporting wealth, which we've done for the last 10 years, it's time to bring wealth home. For example, we can devise a system that delivers natural gas to Europe and natural gas from the United States, from American companies and American workers, can supply Europe and take it away from the Russians. Well, who's that good news for? Everybody on this side of the Atlantic. With oil production booming, former President Barack Obama signed a law lifting a decades-old ban on most crude exports in December of 2015. That was a good move on his part. That was a very good move on the part of Barack Obama at the time for the economy. And since that time, America has exported more than 157 million barrels of crude to countries other than Canada, which had been exempted from the export ban anyway. The federal government also authorizing 21 billion cubic feet a day of natural gas to be liquefied and sent to countries that don't have free trade agreements with the U.S. And since starting up last year, Cheniere Energy, Sabine Pass Terminal, Louisiana, the first major facility sending shale gas overseas, has shipped more than 100 cargo ships of LNG to countries including Mexico, China, Turkey. They were devising a plan to make this more efficient, more opportunities for growth, and we can sell coal to Europe and Asia. A recent increase in the production of metallurgical coal used in steel manufacturing has helped East Coast terminals ship more of the resources overseas. And President Trump expected to describe openings for other energy exports, including U.S. technology that harnesses power from the wind and sun and a new generation of advanced and modular nuclear reactors. So you see, we're expanding our energy abilities on all fronts, traditional fronts like oil and gas and coal and nuclear, you know, developing that in a better fashion. And then also looking at renewables. Energy really is the key to the future. And here in America, we have an abundance of energy unlike any place else on Earth. The Green River Formation in Colorado, for example, has 3.5 trillion barrels of recoverable oil and gas. We haven't even started that. 3.5 trillion gallons. Excuse me, barrels. I mean, this is an impressive amount of energy, and I am encouraged, to say the least, that Donald Trump wants to dominate the world when it comes to energy production. So do I. I'm glad to hear it. Monday, you're listening to that is a feel good. That is winning right there. This is the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.